This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. My name is Simon Smart and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Well, do you think about theology, the study of the nature of God, as being about what is really real? Well, someone who does is theologian Kevin Van Hooser from Wheaton College in Illinois. And today I'm bringing you part of an interview I did with him in his home north of Chicago. Now, recently, a famous commentator in the Australian media quoted Sam Harris to say that theology is little more than a branch of human ignorance. Indeed, it's ignorance with wings, he said. Now, you're a theologian. How do you respond to that?
Well, they're fighting words, but I'm not going to fight. That would be a wrong reflex. Theology is basically the knowledge of God. So to be told that it has to do with ignorance, I obviously am going to disagree with that. I wonder if he's done his homework. Does he know, for example, that theology is what gave rise to the university in the West, that it all began with people near churches coming to hear masters of logic and rhetoric and philosophy who are all Christians, thinking about God? Does he understand that some of the most important intellectuals throughout the centuries have been theologians? On the other hand, I know where he's coming from. Theology, in Karl Barth's words, is an impossible task. We're humans. God is God. How can humans speak of God? So I want to respect the question, but I also think he needs to do his homework. Theology does claim to have knowledge of God, and that's a breathtaking claim, and very much so in the 21st century. Where do we get this knowledge? It's a legitimate question. And there are people who will speak about God who are ignorant. So there is false knowledge of God. There are false claims. There are people who peddle their apparent shortcut to God. So I want to affirm what he's saying. We need to be cautious. But I don't think he should be too quick to rule out the possibility. If he is, I'd like to know how he knows that.
Now, you've spoken about theology bearing witness to reality. That's a big call, isn't it, for people who think religion is just fantasy?
Yes, and I like to frame theology as a ministry of reality or what is oriented to reality, in part to be provocative. But as I say, from the very beginning, Christians and Jews understand that idolatry exists. It is possible to be oriented towards nothingness, to worship false gods. That doesn't mean there isn't a true God, but I want to make sure I am focused on reality. So I'm interested in the claim that I find in Scripture that God's word will endure beyond the heavens and the earth. That is a startling claim. And I'm interested in that. Where do we get the real reality? Is it simply matter? I can't accept the fact that matter is what is most ultimately real. It doesn't explain enough. It leaves me with unanswered questions about my mind. Is my mind really a function of matter and motion? So I have to believe that reality is bigger than what is material. And that means it's maybe immaterial, and I'm interested in it. I think I know it in my own life that there are things that matter can't explain. Love, wisdom seems to go to beyond the material scope of things. So it is a big claim. Theology is interested in reality. But whenever anyone says, Christianity isn't real, I want to be there to look at that claim and hopefully refute it.
Well, that was theologian Kevin Van Hooser. Next time I ask him about the big theological questions that all people ask. So if you tune in next time, you'll hear him talk about the way that all people are seeking answers to questions like, who am I? What's the purpose of my life? Am I just a speck in the universe and nothing more substantial than that? Or is there a God who sustains the universe and sustains my life? Where do I find hope? These are theological questions that all of us in one way or another eventually ask, and at the Centre for Public Christianity, we're constantly seeking to communicate what Christianity has to say in response to those questions of meaning and purpose. I look forward to your company next time for more of Kevin Van Hooser.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.